suppose, at the start of the year. We wanted to be back in this situation again, and you know, we're delighted. We had five tough games there in the championship, so we've one more to go here, and you know, it's going to be a big battle against the top Neve Connell side, you know.
Of course, last year you were beaten in the final by Glenn Swilly. I'm sure it felt like a long, long way back that day.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, it was a massive disappointment losing that day. So we had to get back on the horse. We were drawing a tough group, Glen Swilly, Ghidorah, and Ardra, and it took three massive games to get over it, to be honest, and into the quarterfinal stage. Thankfully, we did, and you know, we're back in the final again. We got through the quarterfinal and semi-final okay, and we're back where we want to be. You know, there's 60 minutes now ahead. You know, we had to get through it, you know.
I suppose when the draw was made earlier this year, you were put in the group of death, so to speak. Were you worried then, or did that help maybe to focus the minds, knowing that, you know, we're going to have to be at ourselves here?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose when you're drawn in a group like that there, you have to probably peak for the first game, which was Ghidorah and Townie. And then you're kind of slacking off a wee bit then to try and get the boys back motivated then for the Glen Swilly and Ardra game. So, you know, the boys done everything they could in the club, in fairness, but they're a great bunch of lads down there, and you know, we're just happy to be where we are again. There's a good buzz about the parish, and but we know we'd keep our feet firmly on the ground, because as the top Neve Connell side, they've won three titles in the last 10 years or so, so you know, they know what it takes to win these kind of games, and you know, it's gonna be a massive test for us.
And I suppose you've kind of gradually been getting stronger and stronger throughout the year, and Barry came in and you've been working your way up. Of course, Stephen went away to America, Andrew McLean, but everybody's back in now and getting into the swing of things again.
Aye, that's it. Aye. And we've been lucky enough with injuries too. We haven't picked up any serious injuries. You know, we have a clean bill of health there, so we're delighted with that. And the boys that came back from America, as you say, have integrated perfectly. So, you know, we're just, as I say, we're happy to be back where we are again. We're not going to look any further next Sunday. So, you know, as we said, there's 60 massive minutes ahead of us.
In the semi-final, you defeated St Michael's. You were very, very impressive in that game. Have you analysed that, or what were your thoughts now looking back on that game?
Yeah, I suppose St Michael's probably wouldn't have been happy with the way they performed on the day. I think we got a good start. We went 1-7-0 score up, you know, and it's hard to maybe evaluate them kind of games, you know, because I don't think we've done much wrong, and it's hard for us to improve on our weaknesses, because we didn't really see what our weaknesses was in that day. So really went back to the training field and kind of setting up in a way where every man was one-on-one and man-to-man and trying to rectify our mistakes on the training field, you know. But we've had a good 2 weeks training there, and you know, every man's in good form, and no injuries, thank God.
Will the experience of last year, even though it was a defeat, help you? Because, of course, last year it was such a long time since you were even in the final. Mm. There was the build-up, the bunting, everything that goes with it. Were you a little bit more accustomed to it this year and knew what to expect?
Yeah, it's definitely a big motivating factor, you know. Everyone's a year older too, you know. You know, we had a relatively young team and they're all a year younger, you know. And, you know, obviously a loss is definitely going to motivate you and gain you experience, you know. A lot of people in the parish saying Kilcare to lose one in the 80s before they won one, you know. So that's what we just kind of stuck to, that kind of motto before at the start of the year, you know. And let's say we're back in the final, and we're against the top Neve Connell side, you know, with a lot of boys who've won all Ireland's and boys of two or three county titles under their belt, you know. So listen, they're not going to fear us. We've played them a lot down the last couple of years there. We beat them last year. They're going to be hurting over the way we beat them last year. So, you know, we're going to be on top of our game.
And where do you see their main threats around the field?
Well, they're very strong up the middle, you know. They're their main core there, obviously the middle of the field with Kieran and Leo there. And their inside line is obviously very good as well, with Ben McDyer, Owen McGinnigan and Darren Malloy and those kind of boys too coming in. So listen, we're gonna, every man over the field, there's 15 battles to be won, and everyone has to win their own battles, you know. And so it's gonna come down to who wants it more.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you about leadership now, because I suppose with Donegal this year you had to take on a little bit more leadership, and it seemed to suit you. You played very well, and you've also got the captaincy for Kilcare. Have you come to the stage now of your career where you want that leadership?
Yeah, it's not something to really demand, you know. I was lucky enough that Barry handed me the captaincy this year. He came out to the house and told me he wanted to make me Kilcare captain of the year, and I was obviously delighted, you know. I'd been captain all through underage, and I wasn't captain of me senior team at club level, so I was obviously delighted, and I knew we had a good team there, and you know, there's a good bunch of lads here that'll do anything you ask them. And it's great to be back here, and it's great to be leading my club out. the county final in 10 days' time, because you know, there's a good buzz down in Kilkenny there. We're, you know, we're a proud wee parish down there. There's always a good GAA tradition down there, and you know, it's going to be a massive day for the parish, you know.
And have you visualised getting your hands on the Dr. Maguire come Sunday?
I haven't really visualised that. No, I was going to visualise the first ball I get, really. That's what I always do before in a game, the first ball, you know. It can go one way or the other, you know, and hopefully it goes the right way, you know, but I don't usually tend to look past that.